I'm Dave DeWitt. This is Tested from WUNC, a daily look at how North Carolina is dealing with COVID-19 and what we're learning about ourselves in the face of a global crisis. Today, phased reopening.
Because the combination of our indicators tell us that our trends are mostly decreasing or leveling, I've signed an executive order to move North Carolina into phase one of easing restrictions.
Governor Roy Cooper's phase one reopening begins this Friday at 5 p.m. The announcement came after the data trends were determined to be stable. DHHS Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen explained.
We've never had a spike or a surge, so continued stability in these trends is a real positive for our state and a testament to aggressive early action taken by the governor and your resolve to save lives.
Quite frankly, though, the data is a mixed bag. Of the seven metrics that Cooper and state officials said they want to see going in the right direction, only three are definitively doing that. Others are doing well enough for now, says Cohen.
We know that stability is the picture we have. We want to keep it stable, and I think that's why we're doing this cautious and very appropriate and measured step forward as we work through and continue to watch this data.
Phase one doesn't mean things are wide open. Salons and dining areas, for example, must stay closed. But other businesses can open, says Cooper, if they practice certain social distancing measures. And people should feel safe as long as they're smart.
Phase one in North Carolina is a careful and deliberate next step. We have flattened the curve, but we hadn't eliminated COVID-19. We'll continue the stay-at-home order because it's still best for people to stay at home, especially those with underlying health conditions. And when people do leave home, we want folks to remember the three W's: wear a face covering, wait 6 feet apart from other people, and wash your hands.
So let's do a quick analysis of Cooper's careful and deliberate stage one plan with WUNC's Will Michaels. Let's start with what people and businesses can do now that they couldn't do before.
In relative terms, it's not that different. The stay-at-home order remains in effect for the next few weeks. Bars and restaurants will still be delivering or taking it. You can go to there for takeout or delivery only. But the big difference, I think, here is that commercial activity is going to be opened up just a little bit. So in very specific terms, businesses that were considered non-essential before will not have that designation anymore. So some businesses, not all, but some, can reopen if they can meet certain social distancing and sanitation measures, and they can limit their capacity, for instance, to about half of what it usually is. But things like salons and gyms, playgrounds are supposed to remain closed through phase one. And phase one is going to last at least 2 weeks before we know and have the health data available to know whether we can move on to phase two.
And the governor also indicated that if the health data goes the other direction, that he could go back out of phase one and not reopen the state, which was interesting. So other states are making similar moves to reopen as well, and that seems to have influenced Cooper's decision. Can you give us a sense of the reopening plans of our neighboring states?
Yeah, so just to, I guess, make, you know, every state is really different, so it gets a bit complicated, but I guess just to keep things simple, let's take a look at the four states that border North Carolina. So if you can visualize in sort of a counterclockwise motion, Virginia, Tennessee, Georgia, and South Carolina. Of those four, Virginia is the only one that, like North Carolina, has a sweeping stay-at-home order still in place, and where non-essential businesses are still closed for the time being. Again, as we move into phase one, some of those businesses will reopen, and that starts at the end of the day on Friday. But it just so happens that Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia just said yesterday that he is going to move his state into, this may sound familiar, three phases of reopening. And that first phase does include reopening some businesses. Virginia and North Carolina's plans seem very, very similar. Let's take Georgia as another case study. And of course, Brian Kemp, the governor of Georgia, became a bit infamous in the past few weeks for reopening some businesses in the last week or two of April. It remains to be seen. I just checked on Georgia's numbers, and it remains to be seen whether which direction that might influence Georgia's numbers. They have not seen an uptick in cases in the last week or so, but again, it hasn't quite been 14 days since some of those restrictions were lifted, and you really need kind of that two-week period to determine what's going on and whether it's had any effect, right?
Right.
What Georgia is doing is there was sort of this idea that they were just going to reopen everything at once, which is not entirely true. A lot of businesses are still closed. Bars and nightclubs, for instance, are not going to be reopened until at least next week. And then there is actually a stay-at-home order still in place in Georgia for vulnerable populations, for people who are 65 or older, or for people who have underlying health conditions. So I guess in a nutshell, you know, every state's plan to reopen is really different. Virginia and North Carolina are very similar, still have those stay-at-home orders in place. The other states do not, but it seems like every state does have some sort of phased reopening in place. It's just a matter of, you know, how quick that is for each state.
Earlier on Tuesday, the North Carolina Chamber released its own proposal for reopening, and not surprisingly, it wants more businesses to open faster. How did it differ from what Cooper is laying out in stage one?
Right. In simple terms, like you said, they are calling for more businesses to be open immediately, and that does include restaurants and hair salons. Their point is, look, it's been almost 2 months since bars and restaurants in particular have been closed down, and takeout and delivery is just simply, you know, a fraction of what the business that they usually do. So their point is, let's get people back to work in a safe way. We can follow some of these things like reduced capacity in restaurants or social distancing. And the governor's point is, you know, social distancing in those places is nearly impossible. And he wants to wait a few more weeks to determine whether or not these very gradual reopenings in phase one are safe, really. So there's a bit of a difference there. The chamber, again, I think is looking out for businesses that are really hurting, we should say. But it is that balance, right, between public health and the economy. And Governor Cooper said today in his press conference, you know, that he was asked whether or not he was basing this decision to move into phase one on pressure that he was getting from protesters who have been out in Raleigh on a weekly basis asking for the economy to be reopened, or whether he was basing it on health data. And he said today that he was basing it on health data and health data alone.
Will Michaels is a reporter and news producer at WUNC. Hang tight, more in a moment.
Hi, I'm Jenny Lawson. These are challenging times, but WUNC is here for you. Our news team is hard at work bringing up-to-date news and information to our listeners. And all that work, even this podcast, is made possible because of listener support. If you are able to, please consider making a gift of support to WUNC today. Your donation will go so far in ensuring WUNC can continue to bring you the coverage you rely on. You can give a gift of any amount or increase your current sustainer gift online at WUNC.org. And thank you.
The Outer Banks closed to visitors nearly 2 months ago, and that seems to have helped slow the spread of the coronavirus there. Currituck, Dare, and Hyde counties had a combined 20 cases as of this morning. But this isolated part of the state that relies heavily on visitors has its eyes on Memorial Day, the unofficial beginning of the tourist season. Tom Paul is a Hyde County commissioner who represents Ocracoke Island. He's been helping his community recover from another crisis for the last 8 months, record flooding from Hurricane Dorian.
So everything that all the other counties are experiencing in terms of the impact of this COVID virus and the stay-at-home orders, our businesses have been experiencing since September 6th.
At this week's Hyde County Commissioners meeting, Paul made an impassioned plea to reopen the island to visitors.
There are a lot of people on the island who are vulnerable we know them by name. We know who they are. I could make a list of who those people are, and we care about them. And it's a very, very difficult situation to consider lifting the visitor restrictions and opening up a greater possibility than already exists for that virus to come to this island.
But Paul made the case to do just that.
These are businesses that people have built. They put their lives into them. They put their fortune into them. They put their blood and sweat into them. And they're trying to salvage those businesses, and they have a legitimate case to make. And it's not selfishness, and it's not people who don't recognize the value of human life. And anybody who makes that argument does not know these business owners.
The commissioners voted unanimously to let visitors back in on May 21st, just in time for Memorial Day. That's it for this episode of Tested. I'm Dave DeWitt. Will Michaels is our producer. Lindsay Foster Thomas is the executive producer. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.